Congratulations, you won the Edmonton Marathon on the weekend. That is no small feat, but on top of that, you're a local boy, a local guy winning the Edmonton Marathon. That must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it feels about as good as it can be when it comes to running marathons.
Now, for those who don't know, and I totally know, how long exactly is a marathon?
42.2 kilometers, or exactly 42 kilometers and 195 meters.
Oh my God, and you ran that in 2 hours and 28 minutes?
2:28:48, yeah.
And that's a personal best for you?
By 1 second, yeah.
Holy cow. So you ran this thing in less than 2.5 hours. What's going through your mind when you're running for that long consecutively?
You know, you don't think about a lot of things, actually. I mean, you spend plenty of miles out there on the trails thinking about anything and everything. But come race day, you're really just thinking about the pace, thinking about, you know, the next turn up ahead, when you're going to get water, when you're going to take your next gel, listening to what your body is telling you, you know, sort of judging your pace by your watch and how your body's feeling and adjusting it. You know, I need to run a little faster. Oh, that was a bit too fast. Slow it down a touch. You know, feeling out how sort of the people around you are doing and the people that you're racing. And then the other one, especially that's particularly important here in Edmonton, is just seeing all the crowds and thinking about your friends and family that are out there and all your fellow runners who are out there cheering you on, who are running the half marathon or the 10K that you're seeing out on course as well.
How long have you been training to run marathons?
I ran my first marathon in 2006 on quite minimal training, sort of on a dare, but I've been fairly somewhat seriously training ever since then.
And this isn't your first marathon that you've run either, is it?
No, this is my 18th. I was on Sunday.
Wow. What other marathons have you run?
So I've done, I think that was my 6th time doing Edmonton. I've done Boston 3 times. I've done Chicago 3 times. I've done New York, Vancouver. I did Tokyo in February.
Wow.
And the Flow and Four Marathon I've done 3 times, and that's in from Marathorpe to Whitecourt, in honor of the 4 RCMP officers who were killed in 2005.
Sure. A few weeks ago, this study came out. I can't remember where it was. It might have been the UK. And they did a study on what long-distance runners are really thinking about when they're in the middle of a big run. And a healthy portion of it was, why am I doing this? This is a huge mistake. My body hurts. And that didn't creep in at all yesterday?
No, it didn't. It's funny. Sort of the first, I would say, 5 or 6 marathons I ran, there was always a point during the marathon where you think, oh gosh, why am I doing this? This is awful. I'm never doing this again. But always by the end of the race, by the time you cross the finish line, you can't wait to sign up for your next marathon or do it again. But sort of over the last, I would say, 10 marathons for sure, they've all gone quite well and have been very well trained for them. And you know what you're getting into, and now you've done enough of them that you know how it's going to go, and the lows aren't quite as low, which is nice.
Now, going into yesterday's marathon, did you have a goal in mind of getting close to your personal best time, or did the thought even come into your head about possibly finishing first?
So I guess those are two kind of questions. So the first one, the personal best, I did, judging by how the training had gone this cycle through the summer, I did think I was fit for a personal best. I was actually sort of thinking it might be a little bit faster than it was yesterday. And then I guess the second part of the question is, do you think you could be first? Last year I was 2nd and lost by somewhere around a minute to the guy who lives in Chicago but is from Latvia. And of course, after you finish 2nd, there's only one more rung on the ladder you can climb, right? But I had found out that they had brought in Thomas Umwenga, who is the 2nd-place finisher, who's a very, very accomplished marathoner, has won just about every major marathon that Canada has to offer over the last sort of 5 or 6 years. And so once I found out he was running, I thought, well, I guess I'm probably just running for 2nd place and hoping to run as fast as I can. But then sort of he wasn't as far ahead of me as I imagined he would be around halfway, and eventually closed the gap, and we were running together, and I thought, well, I'm, you know, 1 step out of 1st place in the Edmonton Marathon was 10, 12, 13K to go. Maybe there's a chance of winning this thing.
Wow, and how far behind you did he finish?
You know what? We ran together from about 26 kilometers to about 34, 35 kilometers. But then over the last 7K, I put almost 5 minutes into him. So he finished in 2:33-something for second place.
Wow, that must feel pretty good on your end.
Yeah, it does for sure.
When the Edmonton Marathon goes down and, you know, someone from Latvia or someone from Kenya wins this thing, it's kind of like, oh, that's cool, and then it's forgotten. But when a local guy wins it, you bring a lot more attention to long-distance running and getting involved with that. And what would your advice be to people who see this and are now interested in taking the next step and really taking running seriously?
That, you know, the more you run, the more you enjoy it, and the more you run, the easier it gets. And that, I mean, that advice starts right from step one. Your first couple of days as you run, you think it's awful and you can't imagine why people do this sport, but every single day it gets easier, and the more that I run, the more I enjoy it. Whether I'm running 100 miles a week or trying to get more miles in, it seems like the more I do, the more I like it.
Is it like Olympic swimming where you run a marathon, so you're running for 2.5 hours, so then you can go and eat large pizza for the rest of the day?
Oh, yeah. So I've sort of got a motto where I, you know, you think it, I would try and lead a healthy lifestyle, and you don't divulge into too many big sugary things, or, you know, I'm not eating cake every day and going to Dairy Queen and getting blizzards every day, but the next 24 hours are where I'm going to eat as much cake and blizzards and junk as I can to get it into my system.
That's almost all the motivation I would need.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I hammer out one of those and I can eat blizzards.
Your two cheat days come all sort of in one go here.
Nice. And what's next for you marathon-wise?
I'm running New York Marathon November 1st, so that's in 10 weeks less a day. So typically I'll take a bit of a downtime between now and the next one, but I got to get right back after it here. I'll probably take a week or so off and then get back to the training for New York.